Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, man.
People always ask me why am I always so happy and never down.
That's
Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. All the praise belongs to you. To God Almighty. We thank God once again for being back in your presence. I'm your host, Bishop Thurman A. Butler on MCI Blog Talk Radio. I tell you, you ought to give Jesus the praise. Glory be to God. It doesn't matter what you're going through. You ought to give him the praise. Hallelujah. It don't matter what you've been through. You should give him the praise. Out of a there. If he brought you out, give him the praise. Hallelujah. Because all the praise belongs to him. Hey, amen. Do you agree with me today? To God be the glory. I thank you once again. Praise God. Not going to take a lot of time today, but I just want to thank and praise God for another opportunity for the champions in Christ. Good God Almighty. For the warriors, Habasiyah, for the victory that you're walking in. Today is Victory Tuesday. And I want you to understand, glory be to God, take your victory to the next level. Come on, somebody. Let the work that Christ delegated to you come forth. Tell yourself, glory to God, I'm going, hallelujah, to do the work of the evangelist. Come on, somebody. Say, I'm going to make full proof of my ministry. I'm talking to somebody today. I'm talking to those who's ready to work today. Today is Victory, Victorious Tuesday. I'm talking to the people who want to fulfill the work. Amen. I thank God today. Amen. Praise God for my daughter in the gospel. Amen. The founder of MCI Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Apostle Callan McNeil. Amen. To God be the glory. She's doing a marvelous job in the kingdom. Praise God. I'm very proud of her. Praise God. Expecting so much more for her to come as days to come. Amen. Praise God Almighty. To God be the glory. What a second gift. Praise to my awesome wife, my glorious better part of me, the best part of me. Amen. To God be the glory. Standing with me, I tell you, glory be to God. Filling in the dike where there's holes in the dike. Glory be to God. Stepping in the gap. Y'all don't understand that talk. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Interceding where needed. And glory be to God. Vice versa, me for her and her for me. Amen. She's not my wife. She's my life. To God be the glory. And I thank God for her today. Amen. Those of you that Avid Blog Talk listeners, I will be filling in for her tomorrow. Praise God. She's busy in the gospel also. God is doing great things in her life. Amen. And I want to support her and be there whenever I'm needed to be there for her. So those of you champions that follow me, come on tomorrow. Those weekly workout women, come on. Let me work y'all out for tomorrow. I hope y'all understand. Y'all can get something out of it. Amen. When I have to step in, and I thank God and I praise God that I am available to be there with her. Amen. Trust that you have your devices. Amen. Sometimes I do get a little excited in the Word of God. Amen. Because I tell you, just it being in the Spirit, walking in the depths of the Holy Ghost, walking up in different levels, all about standing, going in and out, finding pasture. Amen. It feels good. Amen. But sometimes I have to sit down and relax and teach the gospel. So I want to teach today. I want to teach today about being an ambassador for Christ. Amen. Turn with me, if you will, to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Amen. To God be the glory. I'm going to begin reading a small cluster of scriptures here. We're going to be going to and fro on a few scriptures. Amen. I trust that you get the wisdom and revelation. Father, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless the hearers on the line today, God. Hey, Tobo Shata. Open up the eyes of their understanding that they might be enlightened. Oh, God, unstop deaf ears. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I break the foul ground out of a standard that resists your word. I break the foul ground out of a standard that do not let it fall in good India. And, oh, God, I thank you right now for giving seed to sow and food to the hearers. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, bless this word and we'll be blessed. Give us revelation and we'll see. Well, thank you. We'll give you all the praise, all the honor, and the glory shall be thine in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I trust you have 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Amen. I'm going to jump right in. Amen. Verse 13, it says, for whether we be besides ourselves, it is to God. Or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us. Mm-hmm. Constraineth us. That means we're governed. God's people are governed by the love of Christ. That's our bookends. That's our margins that we operate within. Come on, somebody. That's the scope of the gospel. To operate in the gospel, you have to be within the scope of the love of Christ. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge or understand. See, that word judge is because we understand. See, understanding where we're going to go tonight is what keep you within the margins of the gospel. It's what keeps you relevant to be used by God. It's what keeps you focused and led and used in this form that we're talking tonight, ambassadorship. You can't be an ambassador for Christ. You can't be a worker in the vineyard if you don't operate within the love of Christ, because the Bible declares that the love of Christ constraineth us because we understand. What do he understand? That if one died for all, if one man died for all, we understand that that one man that died was Jesus. And we understand that the all is you and I. Amen? Do you agree? Do you say amen? All. If one died for all means all. Doesn't matter what your last name is. It doesn't matter what your practices are. It doesn't matter what your lifestyle is. Come on, somebody. It doesn't matter where you live, what you've accomplished in life. He died for all. See, the first thing, if you're going to step into an ambassadorship, or if you're going to be an ambassador for Christ, and you're going to be a spokesperson for Christ, and you're going to be used for the kingdom by Christ, come on, glory be to God. If you are going to be used in the kingdom by Christ, glory be to God, then you have to understand, glory to God, you have to understand, hallelujah, that it's the love of Christ that constrains you, and that one died, Jesus Christ, for all. We can't, glory be to God, hallelujah. I don't know where we're going under with the MCI connection. But right now I'm on Facebook Live as well, and I'm going to teach this, and we're going to pray God that the radio's picking it up. If not, we'll get it again. To God be the glory. See, God is in control, because it's souls at stake. And I want to minister to you tonight to let you understand that if one died, then was all dead. Everybody. It doesn't matter if we were born with a silver spoon. It doesn't matter if we were born to a rich family. It doesn't matter if we were born in a certain location or certain state, we're still dead. So watch what he's saying. If one died, if one, glory be to God, if one died, they were all dead. And that he died for all. Watch. And they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. Glory be to God. I was tied in the spirit. That being lucky, I don't know if y'all could hear what I was hearing, but I was hearing some stuff from the video, and it threw me off a little bit, but catch what I'm saying. He said, glory be to God, that if one died, he died for all, and that he died for all, that they which should live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. The Bible declares in Colossians chapter 3, which says, if you visit with Christ, see the things that are above. He says, for we are dead, in Colossians chapter 3, and our life is hid with Christ in God. See, so we should not henceforth live unto ourselves, but unto him that died. Galatians 2 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but the Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and died for me. See, so we ought not to live for ourselves. First of all, to be an ambassador. First of all, to work. Glory be to God. Now, after, glory be to God, understanding that, we have to step in to the mission. Do you know what the mission is? I know I'm going fast, but you can replay it. You can play it back and listen again till you hear what I'm saying, because glory be to God, I'm flowing right now. The mission. What's the most important mission that an ambassador or a worker for Christ should be doing? Well, the Bible declares that greater works shall we do. It says, greater works shall ye do. He said, and the works that I do, ye shall do, and greater works shall ye do, because I go to the Father. Meaning that the greater work is only available to be done because, as the Bible says, because I go to the Father. I'm going to tie all this in. Just get your note. Because a lot of people think the greater work is arms growing back, legs growing back, opening the eyes of blind. Jesus did all of that. Jesus did all of those things. Jesus rose men from the dead. All those works he done. So he wasn't talking about us practicing the glory of God falling. He wasn't talking about us practicing tempting God to show people that God has power. And a lot of times we want to do that just to show that I got power, or God got power, or God uses me in a powerful way. But that's not the greater work. That's the same work that he did. He didn't say, and you should do the same work. He said, and greater work. He's not talking greater in numbers. I've heard teachers that, oh, well, he's talking greater in volume, greater in numbers. Oh, now we got the internet. Now we got this. Now we got that. We can minister to more. That's not what he was saying. Hallelujah. The internet has nothing to do with Jesus going to the Father. See, newspapers, magazines, telephones has nothing to do with what Jesus talking about, because I go to the Father. And I got to get to the teaching I actually want to teach. Greater works shall ye do. Because I go to the Father, meaning because I die on the cross and bring light to all men. Because I did, before I ascend, I descend into the lower parts of the earth. That's what he's talking about. And because I rise and go to the Father, now the greater work that you can do is bring salvation to a person that's alive. See, he could never offer salvation. The closest thing he got to offering salvation was when he told the thief on the cross, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. That was the closest thing to salvation, because he had not shed his blood. See? So now that's the greater work. He never got to take a man from the kingdom of darkness, hallelujah, and have him translated into the kingdom of his dear son. He see, into the kingdom of God while he was alive. It wasn't possible. There was no way back. Satan had the keys. Death, hell, and the grave. That meant it was a blockage back to God. But greater now you and I can do. How about CA? You can be an ambassador for Christ now. You can save souls now and take them from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of our dear son. That's what we want to talk about tonight. I'm going to try not to get excited, because I don't want to miss all the important points that you need to know. The Bible declares that we should henceforth not live unto ourselves, but to him which died for them and rose again. Watch what he says in verse 16. Henceforth, wherefore, or because of what I just said, wherefore, because of what I just said, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Meaning that don't you look at nobody's natural life. Don't look at their flesh. Don't look at how good they look. Don't look at if they look like Flavor Flav or not. Y'all ain't talking. I'm sorry, Blaze. I'm just teasing. Hope you hear it. Listen, no flesh can glorify, hallelujah, in his presence. No, we know man after the flesh, meaning not even their accomplishments. Hey, you're not all that because you accomplished things that man have established on earth. You're no different because you're weak and can't overcome the things of the world. You're not, those are not, Havaroshia, the things that we should be magnifying, looking, and judging on people by their flesh. But watch the key here, if you're going to be a true ambassador. There's a time to recognize the flesh, because the works of the flesh are made manifest. There's nothing wrong with seeing them. But can you see when it's time to cross them over? Can you see when it's the time that God is ready to have the pit? One sold, the other watered, and now it's time for increase, and we need some ambassadors, we need some people of God to be able to recognize, come on somebody, that no matter where a person is at, God, it's their time to come out. And God wants to use you, ambassador, to pick them out of the vineyard and bring them into the kingdom. But we're so caught up on so many things, we can't even see. We see a person smoking a cigarette, and we declare they're already hellbound. How about CA? You can't see the spirit crying out. You can't see that God's been dealing with them for years. You can't see they've been drinking and smoking and doing drugs and prostituting and lying and cheating for years. And can't you? Because you're looking at the flesh. Hallelujah. Yeah, the works of the flesh are made manifest. But can you see the soul? Can you look in the spirit and see their soul? Do you have a desire to be an ambassador? Do you have a desire to be used? Do you know that the main thing that God wants us to do is be witnesses and go be God, shout out, and preach the gospel and save souls? Doesn't matter how many places we preach at. How many souls did we get saved? How many people you told about Jesus? Are you trying to know them after the flesh? See? Verse 16 says, therefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. We don't even recognize what they're going through in the flesh, except for to bring them out. Somebody would say, well, Bishop, how are you trying to say that this a time portal? Because that's what I'm actually saying. You have to see the time portal that God has for a soul. And yes, you'll see the works of the flesh that may manifest. But don't know them, don't bind them, don't only see them as who and what they're going through in the flesh. Hallelujah. Because there's a crossing over time. And God wants us to know that. You know how I know he wants us to know it? Finish reading verse 16, King James Version. You'll see the crossing over. He said, henceforth, knowing no man after the flesh, but yea, though we knew Christ after the flesh. You see? We knew Christ after the flesh. How do we know we knew Christ after the flesh? From St. John 1. He came unto his own. His own received him not. They didn't know him after the flesh. But as many as did, as many as received him, as many as seen him in the flesh, to them gave he power to become sons of God. How about Cynthia? There was a crossing over. How do we know? For the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. How about Cynthia? Huh? And we recognize him after the flesh. That's what it says. After the flesh. Watch. Yet, now, right now, see? See the time portal? See? Though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, time, paradigm, shift, now, no, henceforth, know we him no more after the flesh. Well, why is that? I'll tell you why. Look right here. Look at Ephesians. Write it down. I'm going fast. Ephesians chapter 1. Watch what it says. And what is verse 1 and 19? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? See? According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. How about CA? And set him on his own right hand. Good God Almighty, in heavenly places. We no more know him after the flesh. Why? He's another time portal. Now spirit, transition. I want you to see that it's transitions. Hallelujah. It's transitions. No more after the flesh. He was brought up to heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominions. And every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world which is to come, and have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head of all things. What? The church. Are you reading with me? The church. Us. Hallelujah. Watch. Which is the body. See? The fullness of him that filleth all things. What are you saying, Bishop? You and I, we are the fullness or the completion of the mission that Christ came for. Somebody heard that. Somebody gonna catch that. The church, the body of Christ. We are the fullness, the completion of the mission. Why do you think the last thing Jesus said to them, glory be to God, is the great commission. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, making disciples, forming them from one position to the next. He told them, glory be to God. He said, in Acts 1, he said, depart not from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he. See? He was going to send the Holy Ghost to lead and guide. So you and I, champion, we are the fullness, the fulfillment of the mission. Jesus Christ started the mission. Y'all don't hear me yet. He laid the foundation. He was the first of many brethren. Good God Almighty. But he said, now it's up to us to do the greater work. And that's to transport people, transport them from one place, how about ye, into the heavenly kingdom. See? You're an ambassador. Don't even know it. You want to be the bishop. You want to be apostle. You want to be prophet. You want to be all this. But we've got to first be ambassadors. You got to first be an ambassador for Christ. Hallelujah. You got to be a spokesman, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Hallelujah. Rightly dividing. Doing the work. How about you? You know why? That's why, know we him, no man after the flesh. See, we all were dead. The Bible declares in John 11, Jesus says, I am the resurrection. Matter of fact, I am the resurrection. Watch what he say, John 11. Watch what he say, I am the resurrection and the life. Watch. This is what we don't understand as Christians. Watch what he says. Watch what he says. He says, what does Jesus say? I am, John 11, 25, I am the resurrection. How about he? And the light. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. See, the problem is with us, we see somebody in the dead state. How about CA? We see somebody living in sin, dead in sin, shaped in iniquity. We see them doing the worst of the worst, and glory be to God, we don't believe that they can live. How about CA? How about CA? But he says, glory be to God. How about CA? He says, I'm the resurrection. If you believe that Jesus is able, good God Almighty, that man's situation won't mean nothing to you. Good God Almighty, if you believe that he's able, what that girl going through don't mean nothing to you. If you believe that God is able, glory be to God, the way a person is acting means nothing to you. We give up on people in the church. Hallelujah. Let alone sinners in the street. Oh, I'm talking today. Glory be to God. I'm talking good. I'm preaching better than what I'm feeling. How about my father? Well, I tell you, he says he that believeth on me, even though he was dead, that means all he needed is faith. All he needed is to hear the word of God. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And if we would just only speak the word to some dead situations, y'all don't hear me, and watch the resurrected Savior wake him up. He went to Lazarus, and Lazarus was fed, dead, and stinking. Some people been dead for years. I was dead for years before he woke me up. How about you? We don't have the right to look at another person in their dead state and declare them to hell. How about T.A.? When all they need is faith, though they were dead, he said. He that believeth on me, though they were dead, come on, yet shall they live. And even folk in the church, he that liveth and believeth shall never die. Do you believe it today? Are you ready to be an ambassador? Are you ready to up the level? Are you really ready to turn the notch up, turn it up a notch? You ready to stop shouting so much and go out witnessing? Huh? Huh? Come on. Are you ready to stop fighting your neighbor in the church and have an attitude and go out and get some more people saved? How about C.A.? Hallelujah. Are you beyond shining in front of people, using all your money to make yourself look more blessed? How about C.A.? Rather than using it to do missionary work to reach a soul. Hallelujah. I ain't going to bother you today because I'm just teaching us how to be it today. Amen. Amen. I'm just ministering to us how to be it. God is ministering to me first and everybody else. We got to save some souls. Time is running out. And the word of God declares, we're back in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I mean chapter 10. Whoops. I'm in 5. Come on. Y'all, come on. Y'all stay with me now. Amen. Amen. 5. And henceforth, know we no more him after the flesh. Yet, now, henceforth, know we him no more. Here's another therefore. We had henceforth before saying one thing. He just told us something else. And he said, because of what I just said, therefore, because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. That word creature means creation. We got to take the religion off of this verse because we use this verse a lot for religion. Ah, look at you. You're still smoking. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. See, we like picking with each other, glory to God, rather than understanding the God of glory. He said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Watch this. This is what portion of the scripture that Satan has attacked. It's twofold. It's twofold. So Satan has magnified one of the folds and not let us understand the other one. Watch what he says. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Watch what it says. Old things are passed away. So Satan will magnify the flesh and have church members and religious people magnify things in the flesh that pass away. Y'all don't hear me yet. We so worried about what passed away in somebody's life in their flesh. Why? How about C.A.? You're not worried that this God is saying something else. Oh, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. You still doing this? You still doing that? All things? No. The person may still be doing something in their flesh. It didn't say that that'll pass away as soon as they come in Christ. Or they can't come, be in Christ until that pass away. That's not what the scripture is saying. It's not saying, well, you're not in Christ if that hasn't passed away. That's satanic, demonic doctrine, religion. When he says old things are passed away, he's talking about a regime. See that? See, this is a person. He's talking about what lords over your life. He's talking about you were under the kingdom of darkness. If you be in Christ, that old kingdom that was over you, hell-bound kingdom, is passed away. Behold, all things become new. You're a child of God. You're in the kingdom of God, is what he's saying. And those things are of Christ. Can y'all read with me? See, you got to read the word. Read it for yourself and stop listening to people. Hallelujah. All things are passed away. What? Behold, all things become new. What things? All things are of God. He's not talking about your flesh. He's not talking about your strength level, your weak level. He's talking about your position. God has changed your condition if you understand your position. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. All things become new. All things are of God who hath reconciled us to himself. You know what reconciled means? He redeemed you. He paid the price for you. God, y'all ain't talking back to me yet. Hallelujah. Reconcile means that he embraced you. Right the day when you was in sin. Right when we were polluted in our blood. How about CA? When we asked Christ to come in, he embraced you and brought you into the kingdom. All things are passed away. Huh? Behold, all things become new. And those things are of Christ who has reconciled us unto himself. But this is the catch. What happened when he embraced us and pulled us into him? There's nothing wrong with learning. Somebody study this and understand it. Glory be to God. Something hits me when I find out we won't lay before God and get the revelation of his word. We run around just passing off what we've been hearing for decades and generations. That's not what it means. When you come to Christ, all of a sudden your life changed. You know it don't. Look at your life. You know it don't. I know it don't. Look at my life. Stop playing with people. Trying to act so holy and religious. You know when you come to Christ, it doesn't just pass away. You grow in grace and in the knowledge. But the good thing is that you're in the arms of Christ. How about Cynthia? Now you got to get faith. You got to add to your faith. You got to live. You got to grow in this thing. But thanks be to God, you got a new kingdom you're under. That's what that verse means. Know why? I'm going to prove it. I'll prove it. I'll show you in the word. If it's in the word, it's undisputed. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care who. If you want to talk, call me, text me, email me, come by and see me because it's in the word. And it's undisputed. Leave people alone and be an ambassador. Be a spokesman for God. Hallelujah. And speak the things that become sound doctrine. Be speaking of religion over people, sending people to hell and all kind of stuff, giving up on people, and you not even in the word. Hallelujah. You and your feeling, you and your what you've been heard from somebody. Watch what God say. Hallelujah. Can God be the head? Can God be the answer? All things are passed away, all things become new. Those things are of Christ. Watch. Who have reconciled us unto himself, embraced us unto himself. Watch. Not imputing their trespasses. Trespasses, disobedience, willful sinning, having a good time shaking it, baking it, and everything else. Not imputing that mean that God threw it away and embraced them. They didn't even know. And embraced us. And have committed unto us the word. I'm almost ready to close, child of God, today. I pray God, I hope I touched somebody, I woke something up in you. Because he let us know somebody, if you get somebody to come, he'll embrace them and not impute any of the trespasses and sins. He'll throw that mess away into the sea and remember it no more. He's trying to let us understand he has committed unto us. Are you fully committed? Because he's fully committed. He gave us everything we need to be an ambassador. He gave us power. He gave us authority. He gave us our faith has increased. He's committed unto us the word of reconciliation. But it only works in Christ. It only works. Glory be to God. It only works through God. Through God. connected with God. Hallelujah, by the will of God. He said he committed unto us, watch, the word of reconciliation. Watch what he says. Now that you have the word of reconciliation, champion, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Once God made a commitment to raise you up, once God made a commitment to place a call on your life, hallelujah, once God made a commitment that I have so many souls attached to their life, I'm going to give them the word of reconciliation. You got a word that can only save who God has for you. And then some people can never save somebody that you may be able to save easily. How about Oshia? Because you got the word of reconciliation for that soul. How many souls are you walking around with? How many souls are you got stuck inside you? Do you know you can have your children's souls stuck inside you? Tabasie. You can have people on your job souls stuck inside of you. It depends on who God has committed the word of reconciliation inside of you to reach. But if you ain't trying to reach nobody, we better pray God that Haraboshia, there was other backup plans for that soul. Because we are the ambassadors. And what? What an ambassador do? Can I tell you your job now, our job as an ambassador for Christ? Watch what he says. He says that, hallelujah, and that I'm going to go too fast now. He says, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed to us the word of reconciliation. Verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. This is the Apostle Paul talking to the saints of God at Corinth. And they are trying to explain to them that we are ambassadors for the kingdom, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. He's trying to explain to them, glory be to God, that just as if God beseeched you, just as if God, practiced God. You know how many people would come to God if he practiced God and begged them to come? The worst sinners would come if they thought it was God saying come. Wow, that's deep right there. He said, we then as ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead. No, you mean in Christ's stead? Because when Christ was here, remember I said we're the fulfillment? Christ did all he could do. Christ, have our CA in the flesh. Though we knew him in the flesh, yet know we him no more. Remember we went over that? Watch this. When Christ was here, hallelujah, he did everything he could do right to opening up righteousness for the thief on the cross. He didn't give him salvation. He gave him righteousness. Because the righteous went to Abraham's bosom. The sinner, the rich man in Nazareth, remember? Remember? The rich man was over on the other side. That's Abraham's bosom. It's covenant they're talking. See? And because Jesus hadn't died yet, you couldn't be absent in the body and present with the Lord. But you could go to Abraham's bosom, which is a promise. But when Jesus died, yeah, now we don't have time to go through it. I'll just explain it to you. When Jesus died. See, the Bible says that while he was here, watch, they were trying to explain to us our position now with God. And the Bible declares that there's one mediator. One mediator. See these two pages? I could make, let me see, let me get a mediator. See that line? See these two pages? Watch. This is a mediator. See, a mediator. That means it's in between. There's one mediator between God and man, and that is the man, Christ Jesus. Not the one that was ascended into heaven. Not the word that was in the beginning with God, that was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Not the divinity of the word being made flesh. Not that portion of Jesus. See? I'm trying to teach this now. Go back and just listen to what I said again. A couple times you'll catch what I said. Look, not the word that was in the beginning. Not Christ, the anointed one, that went down, descended, and being ascended up on the into the higher portions of the earth and sat on the right hand of God. Not that Jesus. But the mediator, you got to catch this so you can be an ambassador. The mediator was the man, Christ Jesus. See, the man, Christ Jesus. And he brought us together where there's no more man, Christ Jesus. Now it's you. Thank you for the illustration, God. Now it's me. Now it's every person in the body of Christ. We are now ambassadors. That's why it's saying now to wit, no way, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us. Watch this. By us in Christ's stead. That means Christ ain't here no more. The mediator is gone. He went to heaven. You and I is the mediator. We got to read the word so we can be the mediator. Hallelujah. We got to stay in line with the Holy Ghost so we can be the mediator. We got to be, let the love of Christ constrain us, walk in the margins of the word so we can be the mediator. How about, you are the mediator between somebody's soul and God. I hope I made myself clear. I'm running out of time. I hope I made myself clear. I'm running out of time. I hope this really touched somebody. This is so real. Somebody's life is hanging in the wings of your obedience. Somebody's deliverance is waiting in the wings of your obedience to becoming an ambassador. As though Christ did, and Christ did, watch, as though Christ did beseech you, watch, we bid thee in Christ's stead. Let me find where I'm at here. See, we bid thee, watch, see, we pray thee in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. He gave the power to you, ambassador. Jesus is a protocol. Once he laid the foundation and opened the way, now the greater work is for us to get somebody and be a mediator between them and God. And bring them together like Christ brought us to God. Come on, somebody. Not judging our flesh. Huh? Not imputing our trespasses. Not worried about what all we've done wrong in our life. Uh-huh. Jesus just brought us to God as we were. And God handled the rest. How about CA? Just bring people to Christ and let him handle the rest. We're too busy judging folk before we even get them in. We trying to get a, what they call it, clean the fish before we catch it. You have to just get her ball. She comes in and a ball shot. Bring them in. How about CA? Just as they are. Love them. Just as they are. Help them just as they are. We want people to get right and then come to God. Let them come to God and get right. Is that all right? Oh, to God be the glory. We are ambassadors for Christ. We are God's spokesmen. Hallelujah. the life that we now live, we live by faith. We live to please God. We live to do the work of God. And he closes out the chapter. If it was a chapter, because it wasn't a chapter, it's a letter. He said, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Righteousness, people of God, comes from being in Christ. Righteousness don't come by how much you've grown since you've been in Christ. Righteousness don't come from how well you profess scriptures. Consecration comes from how well you perfect the scriptures. Faith gets added from scripture. Righteousness doesn't get added from scripture. Unless you see it, scripture is God, then righteousness is added. So it's the word that adds righteousness to us. Everything else is our love. Everything else is our desire. Hallelujah. Everything else is progressive in God. That's the holiness of God, is your consecration. It's progressive. The first state is verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. That's holiness. Know why? Because it's sanctification. Sanctification means set aside. So once you come to God, and he set you aside from out of the kingdom of darkness into his kingdom, that's sanctified. You ain't filled with the Holy Ghost, but you have the Spirit woke in you. Hallelujah. Now you got to be filled. And that's theological debation. But I'll debate anybody because it's in the Word and it's undisputed. Oh, yeah. You get salvation when you come. You don't get filled with the Spirit, but your spirit is woke up. So you have the Spirit, but you're not filled with it. We need to get our teaching straight and teach people. You know, it's a long time maybe before you get filled. You got to be born again. That's the teaching in itself. But when you first come to Christ, I don't care what you've been caught up in. He wakes your spirit up. Hallelujah. When he puts you in, when he makes you a new creation, a new creature. Verse 17. That's the first stage of holiness. Because now you're sanctified, you've been set aside. Now the second stage of holiness is progressive. It's from that moment on to the day you leave and be absent in the body and present with the Lord. And you ain't holy in the state, in the sense of the holiness of God. That word holy is a word that denotes or depicts the character of God. And none of us reach that in this life stage. We just ain't been taught yet. That first stage is the stage of sanctification. You can stay right there for the longest and never really grow in the second stage of sanctification because that's your consecration, and that depends on your dedication. That depends on how much you get in the Word. That depends on how much you let go. That depends on how delivered you get from things you were caught up in. See, that's all progressive. And I don't care if you, I always say it, sleep on the Bible if you want. Get a room in the church. Lay down on the altar. All that don't matter. It's still progression. It doesn't matter. You can pray, pray, pray. You're not going to, unless you be like Enoch. I never say you're not going to be, but who knows? Good God Almighty. Some people believe they're one step away from being like Enoch. How about who walked right into the presence of God? That's there to let us understand the transition. Second stage is progressive. And you can, as much as you dedicate yourself, you grow in sanctification, consecration, but it's still progressive. You never be holy until you be changed in the moment and the twinkling of an eye. They are alive, the dead in Christ, or we which are alive and remain, no matter where you at, that's when true holiness comes, because you be changed in the moment and the twinkling of an eye. See, there's mortals who put on immortality, see? Once now you holy. As long as you got flesh, as long as you're here on earth, how about Cindy? You still ain't holy. How about CA? But there's coming a day that will be just like him. Eyes have not seen. Ears haven't heard. Neither has it entered into the hearts of men. the things that God has prepared for us. But he'll reveal them by his spirit. Is that all right? Praise God. God bless you. I love you tonight. Ambassadors, champions, come on. Time for us to rise up. You know, I'm not just saying get them saved to fill the church. Get them saved. Glory be to God so the enemy don't get them. Don't let the enemy have them. Come on, everybody I see, I ask about Jesus. Hallelujah. I talk about Jesus. I give him the glory. Testify how good he's been. Testify how he kept me, how he's keeping me. Hallelujah. Are you giving God all the glory? Or are you shining? Amen. I bless you tonight. Thank God for you tonight. You can reach me at 1921 Darbytown Road. Amen. Henrico, Virginia. Amen. Reach me on Facebook. Send me a friend request. Amen. DM me or something. You can reach me. You can reach me if you want me. If you need me, glory be to God. You want to sow a seed into the ministry? Glory be to God. Reach me. Reach me. We'll talk about it. You'll be able to sow a seed directly to the ministry if you desire. Because it's good ground. It's real ground. Hallelujah. Stick with the teachers. Hallelujah. Let me be in your corner and make you a champion for Christ. Because I'm always in the Word. And if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. God bless you. Bishop Thurman A. Butler, your host on MCI Blog Talk Radio. See you next week. See you tomorrow, actually, in my wife's stead. In Jesus' name, amen. And God bless you.